Well, good morning. Welcome to this solo edition of My Car Guru. This is Lenny Lawson, the Car Guru, and I'm by myself. There's nobody in the studio with me because, in fact, I'm not in the studio. I'm in my office at Gateway. So neither Tim Cable nor Bill Mead were available to be with me today, and who needs them anyway? I can fly solo. So we'll just see what happens. Today is the last day of an auction that I've got going on, Bring a Trailer. I'm really excited to see what this 1950 Chevrolet Canopy Express brings. You know, this was an example of a vehicle that you could go either way with. Of course, a 1950 Chevy Suburban, something like that, they're all basically the same as this Canopy Express. Chevrolet made a lot of different versions of their truck because there were just so many different applications that they could use them for. And this was basically looks like a panel van, except the panels are missing. There's canvas, basically, canvas covers that fold down from the top and snap in place, and you could roll those up and you could actually sell produce out of the back of it or whatever you wanted to sell. But there were two ways you could go with this type of vehicle. You can restore it back to original, which is kind of what I prefer. I'm not really keen on hot rods that much, although I like resto mods. That's kind of like where you restore most of the vehicle to its original look, but you put a modern drivetrain and engine in it, engine, transmission, rear end, the front suspension, rear suspension, put air conditioning on them, and a modern steering column, you know, where you can tilt the steering wheel, turn on the cruise, that kind of stuff. Makes them nicer to drivers, no doubt. But it's just something about putting something back the way it was. But the owners of this a 50 Canopy Express, or the guy who restored it, decided to turn it into a hot rod. And so, you know, Bring a Trailer auction is kind of a blend of different types of vehicles. You'll see original vehicles that are restored to their factory setting, so to speak. You'll have vehicles that have been hot rodded. You'll have some that have just been modified to a lesser degree. But they all sell. You know, they all have a market value. Now, you know, things that are bringing the most money right now are Porsches. Porsches are just crazy expensive on BAT. BAT, B-A-T, Bring a Trailer. Can I just call it BAT from now on? Okay, thank you. BAT has fallen in love with Porsches because they have absolutely skyrocketed in value. Now, when I say Porsche, I'm not talking about the old 914 Porsche, some of the 928, the front engine, rear drive cars. I'm talking about the air-cooled cars, the cars that have no radiator, the engines in the back, kind of like a Volkswagen. Especially from the 60s and 70s, these cars are bringing ridiculous money. I had a 911S back in the early 90s. I traded for it, and I probably had, I'm thinking I had about $17,000 in it from memory. It was a nice car. It's kind of an ugly color brown, but that car today would be worth around $150,000. I wish my 401k had done that. If I'd just left the money alone, it would have been fine. But anyway, this is what's hot on Bring a Trailer, or BAT, as I'm going to call it from now on. So we'll see what this Canopy Express brings. I'm hoping it'll bring close to $30,000. If it does, the person who owns it will be very happy, as will I. It's got 6 hours, 36 minutes, and 53 seconds to go, so I'll have to be paying attention this afternoon. You know, the way this thing works is the countdown clock on the auction, it actually has a countdown. It's a 7-day auction. And when it gets down to 2 minutes, that's when it gets interesting, because the clock will reset back to 2 minutes every time somebody places a bid. So if somebody gets down to 5 seconds and is timely enough to send the signal to Bring a Trailer and the bid is accepted, boom, it resets to 2 minutes. I have had cars go up, I'm going to say somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000 in the last 2 minutes. My brother had a 62 Austin Healey, that he was Austin Healey 3000 that he was selling, or I was selling for him, and it did just that. I mean, we were scared to death this thing was just not going to bring the money. Then all of a sudden it took off, and there were two or three guys in there just bidding their heads off and something else off in order to get that car. And it finally ended up in northern Alabama with a fine gentleman that I've become friends with and sold him several other vehicles and consult with him a lot. That's one of the things I love about this business is I have been able to meet so many smart people who know so much more than I do about old cars. And they're just the passion over this in this area. It could be the same thing, you know, if you're collecting, you know, gas pumps or old books or whatever. Once somebody develops a passion for something like that, then they start learning more and more and more, and they start meeting people that are like-minded. And that's what I do, you know, with the cars. It just makes it so fun. I had a guy show up yesterday that was interested in this Canopy Express, and he wanted to see it. So he came down from, I think, Jonesboro. And I couldn't get away from the dealership at the time, but I sent him up there so he could tour the facility. It really is amazing, the amount of cars up there. Not because there's that many of the cars there that are mine, but most of the cars there belong to Parton's Hot Rods, and they've got so many different projects going on right now. If you ever want to come down and take a little tour, give me a call first. My cell phone number is 552-2020. Send me a text or call, and maybe we can arrange a little tour someday. So let's take our first break, and we will be back here in just a minute. Hey, we're back. Well, not honestly, I'm back. There is no we here. It's just me. But we are talking. I'm talking with you and talking a little bit about what's going on and what has really been going on in 2020. This has been a weird year, as we all know. That's an understatement. It's been tragic. It's been scary. It has probably changed the way a lot of people will look at their lives and the lives of others. The political environment has been poisonous. The business environment has been tough. My heart goes out to small business owners who are fighting to survive still. It's amazing to me how scrappy some people are and how they will find a way. There are some people who just kind of throw in the towel and give up. And there are others who that's not how they're made. They just keep fighting and they'll find another way. These poor restaurant owners, we need to get out and eat, folks. I know it's not safe yet. But as soon as it is, we need to, the grocery stores have made enough money. Wouldn't you agree? Especially on toilet paper. Let's start eating out for a while, once we can. Once we get the vaccine flowing through our systems. My brother got his shot the other day. I said, well, that's selfish. No, it's really not. He's a doctor. And all the doctors and healthcare workers deserve to be protected first, because they got to protect and help the rest of us. I've got a good friend right now who's on a ventilator, and hopefully that he will be able to get off that thing and be back in the world. It's just amazing how this virus affects people differently. Some people just, it's like the sniffles, and other people die. I don't understand that. It has something to do with the immune system and the way it responds, but anyway, that's bigger stuff than we talk about here. We try to keep it light here. Some of these auto trends of 2020 were pretty interesting, to say the least. Automakers were able to pivot, so to speak, and instead of making cars, made protective equipment, medical supplies, ventilators. Of course, there was a lot of media behind that, but several automakers were still able to reveal some very important products this year. Ford introduced the Ford Bronco to the world, and the Bronco Sport, and the all-electric F-150 that's coming down the pike, and the new Mustang Mach-E. General Motors was able to introduce their new GMC Hummer. You know, we thought that Hummer was a goner, and it was. Thank you, President Obama. But anyway, at the time, that was probably a smooth move to get rid of Hummer, but they kept the rights to Hummer, and now they're coming out with an all-electric one that they're selling for $100,000 under the GMC name. Good for them. We've learned how to keep ourselves relatively safe with hand sanitizer. I wonder if people are going to continue to do that, you know, to keep from getting other bugs. Maybe we've become a very sanitary society. Who knows? We'll probably slip right back. Trucks are going electric. Obviously, we talked about the Hummer and the F-150, but there are other brands out there, new brands. Tesla is coming out with a truck. Have you seen that thing? I mean, it looks like a spaceship. But who knows? It'll probably sell. There'll be somebody to buy it. The Fisker is another company. Rivian, another company. All with their sights on the American truck industry. You know, one reason electric trucks are becoming so popular is that consumers are starting to trust the technology. Not everybody, not me, but a lot of people are. You know, I better start trusting it because I got to sell these things. I've got the new Mach-E. I've got two of them that are due in pretty soon. If you want one of them, come put your name in. We'll give you a deal. But we even have chargers all over the dealership. We just don't have anything to plug it into yet, but we will in the not-too-distant futures. SUVs, folks. A lot of people were saying that the SUV is a goner, but it has come roaring back. Matter of fact, so much so that it has displaced passenger cars for at least the domestic manufacturers, Ford, Chevrolet, or General Motors, and the Chrysler Corporation. Which, you know, the Chrysler Corporation was owned by Fiat, and now it's owned by Peugeot. They've gone from being Italian to being French. And I don't know which is better, but they still claim to be American. I guess they really are. As long as they're made here, that's what I care about. Shopping online has really accelerated during 2020. Companies like Carvana, they sell used cars online. They sold 39% more used cars in the third quarter of 2020 than they did in 2019. Vroom is another one. That's V-R-O-O-M. They sold 59% more cars. Of course, they weren't selling that many to begin with. J.D. Power, which is the survey company, began surveying new car shoppers about their online experiences. Between January and April, when lockdowns were in place, the number of car shoppers who selected a vehicle online increased by 63%. So online shopping is safer, I guess, because you don't have to touch anybody or breathe the same air. I don't like it as good. Some people do. They like the idea of buying a car online and going in and picking it up, never having driven it, experienced it, smelled it. That's another thing. I would never buy a used car without the sniff test. Trust me on that one. That's, well, if somebody smoked in one or you know, left garbage in it or had dogs, it's hard to get that out. You don't want to buy a car online until you have given it the sniff test. People are finding ways to escape right now. And we want to escape our houses. So camping has really had a resurgence. I know the RV industry has exploded as far as growth. The problem is that they couldn't make them fast enough. Manufacturing has really slowed down. We are probably 6 months to a year away from having normal inventories. Basically, we are selling pretty much everything as soon as it comes in. I mean, we do have some inventory. It's easier to get Nissans than it is to get Fords right now. I think some of the makers have accelerated production more so than others. You may hear some drilling and sawing going on right on the other side of the wall where I'm sitting. They are putting the finishing touches on certain parts of our new Nissan building. It's going to be pretty. I did conserve a lot, though, on that. Nissan wanted me to spend a whole lot more money, but I want to be able to sell them Nissans cheap. Well, that's part of it, but I just didn't want to spend that much. But it is going to be really, really nice. They dictate everything. Of course, Ford does, and General Motors, any of the manufacturers, if they want you to improve your facilities, if you want to meet their guidelines, they tell you exactly how it has to be, that what the color of the wallpaper, the tile, what kind of ceiling tiles you use. And if you don't do that, then they withhold some of their benefits in terms of money. And, you know, dealers who are completely certified with a particular manufacturer, they actually get refunds, rebates, based on the number of cars that they sell. And it really helps to help offset the cost of some of the stuff that they want us to do. You know, I'm trying to think as far as other interesting trends that have gone on during 2020. It's been really hard to find employees. The factories have, of course, started paying more, at least in Greene County. I don't know about in Washington County and places like that, but the hourly wages have definitely gone up, and because they had to, because people were making so much money on the unemployment. And, of course, that looks like that's going to be extended, and it's going to continue to make it more and more difficult to be able to find good people. It's just cheaper. I mean, it's just more profitable for some people to not work, and that's unfortunate. But the trends in this industry, some of them that we've had to deal with during the pandemic, will just go away with the pandemic. But others will stick around, and we'll see what those are in the coming years. We'll take our last break and be back here in just a minute. Okay, so the guy outside my window stopped pounding on something, so maybe I can finish this radio show. I had a customer that came in the other day with a vibration. Vibrations can be very irritating. There's a lot of different things that can make a car shake and vibrate. You know, sometimes cars shake and, at idle when the engine isn't running smoothly. Could be a number of different things that can cause that. Rough idle is something that needs to get checked. It could be bad fuel. It could be a spark plug issue. It could be, typically, you had chokes and carburetors. We don't have that anymore. We have fuel injection. And if there's an issue like that, you need to check a number of things. Like I said, spark plugs. Could be a vacuum leak somewhere in the system. You could have a dirty air filter. A PCV valve can also starve the engine for air and fuel. So dirty fuel filter. Try replacing the fuel filter. Add fuel injection cleaning treatment to your fuel tank yourself. Sometimes those will solve the problem. If not, you might have to visit the dealership. You know, if you have a vibration on acceleration, this could be a transmission issue. Typically, it'll turn on your check engine light, but sometimes it won't. And it could mean a dirty or failed or a failing mechanical component, or one of the many engine sensors is sending intermittent information to the electronic control module. What you need to do is determine if the car is safe to drive, and you're probably not qualified to do that. Check your transmission fluid. You may not know how to do that either. Clutch master cylinder if you do have a manual transmission. You know, if you have a check engine light, though, that comes on, you need to go get it checked out. Somebody needs to scan it for the code and see what's going on. Tires and wheels. They can cause vibrations. Typically, if your tire is worn, if it's damaged in some way or another, overinflated, underinflated, out of balance, all of these can cause basic vibrations and shaking at medium to faster highway speeds. You know, if you notice that a vibration comes and goes with speed, typically it'll be at a certain speed range, like it only vibrates at 60 or between 60 and 65. That's typically a tire issue. You know, again, check your tire pressure, inspect your tires for sidewall damage, any kind of bulges along the sidewall or in the middle of your tires. Have your tire center rotate and balance your tires and wheels. But it's so important that you keep your tires in a safe way. The best way to do that is to inspect them. And when they get down to about 4/32 of an inch you need to, of tread, you need to replace their tires. They're just not going to protect you anymore. Also, there are a lot of suspension parts that can wear out and cause vibrations, some of them to the point that they become unsafe. So it's best to go to mostly a tire store or a new car dealer where they actually know what they're checking as far as the suspension is concerned. Sometimes a lot of people think, well, if my tires are out of alignment, will that cause a vibration? No, typically not. They would have to be terribly out of alignment in order for there to be a vibration. Typically, that's a balance issue. But you can have a worn steering component, suspension component, that can allow the suspension to shake. Also, brakes, if you feel a vibration or a pulsation when you're putting on your brakes, very possible that you need to have your brakes resurfaced, probably replace the pads, resurface the rotors, maybe even replace the rotors. These are all things that happen to cars, and if we stay on top of it, then we can avoid problems in the future. If it's so important to have that shop or that dealer that you can trust to take your car in on a regular basis. You know, every time you get your oil change, they should be putting your car up on the lift and inspecting these things. If you go to a quick lube place, they're just changing your oil. They're not doing a whole lot of extra checking. You'll get a whole lot more value, even, and it may not even cost as much if you go to a dealership and have your oil changed than it does to go to the quick lube places. So just keep that in mind. Well, I hope you enjoyed this at least somewhat. We'll be back tomorrow, maybe by myself again, but probably with some aid from the experts. But everybody have a safe day, and we'll see you tomorrow.